This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
As of this month, the state of Texas no longer has an agency specifically working on issues around minority health and equity. During the last legislative session, lawmakers canceled funding for the Office of Minority Health Statistics and Engagement. That office had been working to address racial inequities in government services, including healthcare. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Texas is now one of the only states in the country without such an agency.
The Office of Minority Health was small in a lot of ways. Its budget was less than $2 million. The staff was small, about two dozen full-time employees. Yet, they were trying to solve one of the biggest problems facing the state, racial inequities in government services. In other words, institutional racism.
See, somewhere in here, I have all my name tags from the presentations I did while I was in that office.
This is Lauren Ubiras. She worked at the Office of Minority Health for a little more than a year. Her job was mostly to talk to people, hence all the name tags. She talked to people in different communities about the issues they were dealing with, and she often explained to people in government how people's zip codes were a better predictor of health outcomes and things like individual behavior.
So trying to get a lot of people with institutional power to recognize some of these institutional barriers to having good health outcomes.
This agency was created in 2010, and it was actually pretty groundbreaking. It was called the Center for Elimination of Disproportionality and Disparities. It worked like this. The center would look at data, see something isn't working for a certain population, and then they'd send people like Ubiras to talk to the community to find out why they think that's happening.
One reason why that office was so community-focused was that we felt that policies and programs shouldn't be created for marginalized communities without their voice at the table.
Instead of running off into our communities telling us what needs to fix and what's broken, when all they need to do is include us, we'll tell you what's going on in our communities.
That's Ray Hendricks, the pastor at Rehoboth Church in Austin. He was a community point person for the Office of Minority Health. He says finally his community, which is predominantly Black, was able to give advice to the state agencies that were failing to serve them. And it improved relationships between the government and those communities.
Nobody likes somebody coming into your house telling you what's wrong with your place. They ask us, well, yeah, there's help needed. But people don't really care what you have to offer until they know that you care about their situation.
And so Hendricks and other community leaders representing different regions of the state started working with state officials to make their programs better, which Lauren Ubiras says was a sea change.
It was revolutionary when Texas opened this office. We were one of the first states to create, you know, not an office of minority health, but an office that had this holistic approach toward disparities, institutional disparities.
And Hendricks says they started seeing results.
The numbers went down when we got engaged. There were some things that were created in the Child Protective Services system, and we were so successful that the legislature created another bill to help us not only address Child Protective Services, but criminal justice and education and those kinds of things, and we were doing well.
And while most people didn't know all this was happening, for people like Lauren Ubiras, it felt important.
Working in an office was easily the most punk rock thing I've ever done, just because it did feel like it was like something that needed to be done, something that the state didn't necessarily agree with, had value. But there wasn't a day where I think any of us showed up to work and didn't feel proud of what we were doing. There wasn't a day where I felt like, you know, where I had any doubts that that program was creating change.
But last year, lawmakers were faced with a budget shortfall. Instead of raising taxes, they trimmed down agencies. But in the case of the Office of Minority Health, they only funded it for 1 year. August 31st was its last day. Hendricks says he reached out to a lot of lawmakers last session. He says no one would talk to him.
It makes me feel just disappointed with our legislature that nobody out of all the state of Texas, no legislator, no senator, no representative were willing to come and say, we can't do that. We can't let it go. What else are we going to put in this place?
I reached out to a couple of lawmakers that Hendricks says he tried to appeal to, but they didn't get back to me. Hendricks says he still doesn't really know why it all ended. He says he feels like all the time he volunteered for the program over a decade has gone to waste.
I know a lot of times programs that are designed to help people, and especially people of color, tend to become less of a priority. All we're looking for, we're not looking for handouts. We're just looking for equity.
Lauren Uveda says she thinks people of color in the state, who currently make up a majority of the population, will be hit the hardest.
That's what I think. I think that defunding that office was kind of co-signing for all these health outcomes to get worse in communities of color across the state.
It's going to leave a very huge void, and I'm not quite sure how that's necessarily going to be filled.
That's Michelle Roundtree. She's the associate director of the Institute for Urban Policy Research and Analysis at UT Austin. She says what we have to ask now is what happens next.
Well, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, a lot went into actually creating the center in the first place, and my fear is that we're going to see poorer health outcomes until we come to an emergency.
There's some publicly available notes that were taken of a phone call between Ray Hendricks, other community leaders, and state officials while the legislature was considering cutting the Office of Minority Health. According to those, the legislature's justification was that other agencies could address these issues, although there's no policy in place for that. And Ray Hendricks says he thinks the Office of Minority Health's closure sends a clear message about the state's priorities. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.